What movie?
The Dragon Ball Z one.
I didn't even get to see it.
That enemy, and he was not a villain.
He was a villain.
No, it explicitly said he was not evil and everything.
This is Last One Out, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Once upon a time, in a little known corner of the Earth, new enemies arose, redefining the meaning of strength. Yet Goku always answered the call. He has saved the Earth from every threat. All enemies have been vanquished, and tranquility has come at last. Or so they thought.
Lord Beerus, it's time. Time to wake up.
Did you not prophesize that in 39 years' time an arch-rival worthy of me would appear?
A great Saiyan. He answers to both the names Kakarot and Goku. So, I take it this means you intend to pay a visit to the Saiyans?
I must track down this so-called Super Saiyan. A fascinating adversary is due to emerge.
Wait!
Goku!
You're back!
Go ahead and come at me with everything you've got.
I thought you'd never shut up!
It was possible. You're a true prodigy, like few I've ever seen.
A Super Saiyan God!
You're wrong about Saiyans.
Give up and accept your planet's fate!
Okay, here we go.
Looks like they're ramping it up.
Tell me, how does it feel becoming a god?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Gets Animated with Dragon Ball Z Battle of the Gods. This is not an adaptation. This is basically a movie from Dragon Ball Z, which is based on Akira Toriyama's manga.
It's a standalone.
This is not actually written by him. This is some of the several TV shows that were just spun out of the franchise. And Jonathan is our movie guy, so we'll let him take it away.
All right. So pretty much what this movie was about was Lord Beerus, the god of destruction, which is a cat guy.
Kind of like a mix between Espeon and Mewtwo.
Right.
Does look like Mew.
Yeah, he wakes up and he wakes up from a long nap and he learns that Frieza has been defeated by Super Saiyan from North Quadrant named Goku. And he learns that he's the student of North Kai. So,
okay.
I lost my train of thought. he starts out, you know, waking up, learning that Frieza has been defeated by Super Saiyan. And he's like, oh, well, there's a prophecy that says that I'm going to fight the Super Saiyan God.
That must be it.
And he's like, that must be him. So he goes and confronts him. And Goku's up for the challenge right away.
Goes to Super Saiyan 3
and
right
he
away.
Goes to Super 3, Super Saiyan 3.
Well, he's ready for the challenge, but he's not up to the challenge.
Yeah. He gets his ass handed to him.
Well, that's like every time.
Yeah. You always know who's going to win at the end of a battle at the beginning.
Yeah.
Depending on how intense your protagonist gets right off the bat.
Goku's never intense hardly at all. Every once in a while.
If Goku hasn't died yet, he isn't going
to
win.
But since Goku went straight to his whatever ugly as Joe Dirt form with his long blonde.
His blonde mullet. He went to the blonde mullet form. Yeah. Super Saiyan 3, the redneck Saiyan.
The worst one of all. the fact that he went immediately to it almost like, you're going to lose. You're going to have nothing for the rest of it.
How are you going to build up? You've
pace
already
yourself, man.
Two hits. Gone.
So, from the box office of this movie, they scored $1,937,804. This is the gross, and I'm thinking, how the hell
was that
the
gross for the first?
You're looking at the Japanese money as well, probably in there. Because I mean, you know, anime is pretty big over there in Japan, so it's probably some of the Japanese market as well as the American market mixed in there.
Yeah, and you gotta say that when he does...
go ahead.
He finishes kicking Goku's butt, and then he goes to... Earth, yeah. And where he attends. Because he's still looking
Bulma's
for the
Bulma's having her...
Birthday party. And he just chills with him.
And he pretty much just chills with him. Yeah. There's one pivotal scene.
I thought you were
where...
about to say there's this one pedophile.
There kind of was a pedophile.
No, no. Turtle Master is there.
Yeah, the Turtle Master is there. There was one pivotal moment.
He's going to say pedophile whether he wants to or not.
Where Beerus slaps Bulma and Vegeta loses it.
Which sounds like fajita. That's why.
Sounds like other things.
Vegeta does a very good showing in that bit.
Oh, yeah.
Kicks Beerus around.
He does.
Until he uses the energy blast.
Yeah.
Which does absolutely nothing.
It was all really good.
Yeah, it was more comedical than action.
I don't think comedical is a word.
And to me, that's what Dragon Ball and all of Akira's stuff is all about, is the comedy aspect.
Because, it always has your serious fights. It has some serious problem, but it's never addressed properly. Because it's for a little kid. You know, to watch.
And the funny thing is when Akira originally envisioned Dragon Ball, what his concept, you got to remember, he started with one page, and his concept was, I have a naked little boy, and I'm going to have big monsters beat him up. And that's what he said. And I mean, yeah, you kind of got to look at the humor in that, because otherwise he's, you know, Superman. Goku is Superman if he had a sense of humor.
There was a debate on Facebook once between who would win between Goku and Superman.
Goku. No questions asked.
No comment.
I said Superman would tie his little monkey tail in a knot and sling him away.
Thank you.
But yeah, that was kind of a fun debate. One of my cousins kind of had fun with that one.
Yeah. I won't argue about that one.
Given that both of them can... the breathing in space one, it might just be eternally just punching each other away.
True.
Goku would have never gotten killed by a villain like Doom. I'm sorry.
I don't know. But
Superman punked out in the end. He got too old.
He always does. But to the movie, it was a good movie for itself. It was a standalone, you know. It didn't.
Yeah, but standalone, a lot of funny moments.
There were hints of a sequel, actually.
They were at least embarrassed. Well, the reason why I had selected this movie for this certain podcast is because there is a movie coming out this month, a new Dragon Ball Z movie.
Don't ask me what it is.
I couldn't tell you what it is either. But I've seen previews
for it. But Goku will lose the first fight.
I know that the villain that they're bringing back is Frieza. And he has a new form, and Goku has a new form. So
Frieza, I'll be honest, I'm not a huge fan of Dragon Ball Z, so I'm really blurry on everything about it.
He's the guy with really high-pitched voice.
Frieza is the reptile woman.
No, he's a man.
Yeah, he's a man. But he
sounds like a woman. Yeah,
he's very androgynous.
He looks like a chick.
Wasn't T. Cooler's sister?
He sounds like
a chick. And I did say he in the first part of that sentence.
Just to get the title out there, it's Resurrection F.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it had something to do with F.
From Resurrection A through E, and this would be the sixth resurrection.
Yeah, it was good.
I think the reason why it's called Resurrection F is because Frieza is coming back.
Yeah.
F is for Frieza.
But in this movie, I liked they had the
F is for something else, and Frieza can have that.
Thieves that were old, but they wished themselves to be young, so they're the age of Trunks and Goten, whatever.
Goten.
And that's where the pedophile kind of comes in, because
that was kind of funny.
Okay, but I don't really think I'm that white.
You're my girlfriend. You hooked up with her?
And then they ask her how old she is, and she's like, I'm 41. And I'm just...
No. And nobody thinks it's serious, but that probably is her actual age.
Well, the funny thing to me, I don't know if you guys saw it, but what's his name?
Trunks.
Okay. Trunks.
The Sam with the good hair.
Yeah, I love his hair, honestly. It's my favorite. But so he's his normal little kid height, and the girl, the little girl, looks like an oversized child next to him. Like, like, you know, Russian nesting dolls? He would be like one of the little ones, and she would be the big one on the outside. It just looks so proportionally wrong. You know that's not a child.
That's very true. There was one scene that I thought was funniest as hell.
Yeah.
They do the whole fusion ha thing, and they're like, let's go, go Tanks. Beerus grabs him.
Spanks
him.
And then just throws him.
And just throws him on the ground. I thought that was pretty funny.
Which I kind of, well, and of course this is Vegeta, so his son's supposed to be tough. But it's like, he didn't care about Trunks. You know, no Trunks, but Bulma, that's a different story. No good after you're on Bulma. But his kid, he's all right.
He's all right.
That's how Vegeta was raised.
He'll get over it.
I like Gohan, and I didn't even know Gohan was who he was, because I still remember
when he was Goten's age. Yeah.
Because that, I mean, that's my fuzzy memory of it, you know. And but I think, man, he looks so wimpy.
Think I constantly had to tell April,
and his haircut sucked.
Yesterday, like, I constantly had to tell April yesterday, Goku has two sons.
I know. I had no idea Goten existed. I was so far back, I was still on Goku and Gohan, and that was it. But for some reason, I knew Trunks.
Well, Trunks, there's two Trunks.
Yeah, Trunks, the original Trunks comes from the future. From
the
future,
yeah.
And so then there's the other. He's biologically the same person, but he's
so I know Trunks.
Just an alternate reality future. And I like, Trunks.
It's a days of future past kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I like Goku. I hate Goku. But I know.
Gohan's the Saiyaman.
I hate him.
Gohan's the Saiyaman guy. Or
yeah, he's Saiyaman.
I like Gohan.
Lenny almost had a moment here.
I like.
Did she say she doesn't like Goku?
Yeah, she did. For some reason. I don't know. It's just not my.
You know, there's an episode, a really old episode. I can't remember if it's Dragon Ball Z or just Dragon Ball, where Chi Chi tries to cut Goku's hair. And
yes.
Comb it.
Yes.
And she breaks the platinum scissors on his hair. And that's the thing about his hair. It's he doesn't mean for it to be that way, but that Saiyan's hair is part of the source of their power, which was why what was his name? I can't even remember. He died so long ago. I can't remember his name. The bald Saiyan.
Tien.
Yeah, that's why he was so weak.
Tien was a Saiyan?
Cuz he didn't have
hair.
Tien
was
not Tien. No, he wasn't.
He was
a Saiyan.
In this movie.
One of the bad guys from whenever Vegeta first came and attacked. Radagast. That is from Raditz. Not Raditz either. Raditz is his brother with the really long hair.
Yeah.
And he is the first Saiyan to die.
But
he's supposed because Raditz's hair is so long, he's supposed to be the strongest Saiyan. And then Goku over Vegeta and it's all in the original storyline. It was based on the length of their hair.
I think they like
Samson type story.
Goku.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did we introduce ourselves?
Nope.
Probably not. But
yeah, you know who we are.
We're some people that watched a movie.
We got Richard here. I'm April.
I'm Jonathan.
I'm still Lenny.
Logan.
Hey. Okay, but but going back into Goku, to me, like, I don't understand why he's glorified so much, because he is so dumb. Like,
naive,
honestly.
Probably.
Yeah,
Charlie
naive.
That's what makes he never grows up.
Yeah, that's what makes it so funny, though.
And
but
I don't mind
when it comes for him to become serious, he becomes serious.
Yeah, well, I don't mind it. It's just like, it's god just dang, nobody gonna give Vegeta props?
You know, the thing is, Vegeta, that's funny, because Vegeta was always my favorite.
I love Vegeta.
But I'm a bad guy guy.
So am I.
Well, Vegeta is the bad guy who became a good guy.
That makes him the perfect bad guy.
That's why I hate Superman, too.
Yeah. Superman. Batman's much better than Superman.
I know. Oh, my God.
Because he is a bad guy who plays a good guy.
Look on my wall.
Yeah. Anti-hero. But, yeah, it's... I like Vegeta, and I like Gohan. For some reason, just because Gohan's a good memory.
The redeemed villain turned hero and the super
guy. No one said he was a hero. He was
just
a good guy.
Who do I like?
Who qualifies as righteous?
I like Trunks, and I like the green guy, not the Guardian of Earth.
Piccolo. That's my favorite character.
Dende, he's Guardian of the Earth.
But then
he didn't guard it very well. what was he doing?
Who was the original? Well, that was Kami, wasn't it? The original Guardian of the Earth. The old
Piccolo.
Kami
and. What was his attendant?
Okay, so originally there was just King Piccolo.
We're getting into the history of Dragon Ball
here. We're going all the way back. Originally, this was in Dragon Ball. This isn't even Dragon Ball Z. Let's quit talking about it. It's not even the right show.
Let's get back to the show. That's Jonathan, you want to...
The movie. Shippuden. We need to talk about the movie.
Yeah. Let's get into...
You really can't talk about Dragon Ball Z without talking about its history, because that's what it is. That's like half of it is like all their jokes are inside. Every joke they tell in Dragon Ball has been something.
Going with that. You don't know that much about it. I know some, but you two do definitely. You know some like me.
Where was Broly?
Jeez, Logan.
We don't know.
We don't know where Broly was.
So I don't know whatever happened to Broly. I don't know.
No one even cares about Broly.
With a movie like this, and you commenting, it's better to know the history.
Yeah.
Is it for this movie, or can you watch it just by itself?
You can watch it by itself.
You can watch this movie by itself.
I don't know, because of all the history I know, I didn't watch the movie.
In the beginning of the movie, they give you the history.
You know what?
It looks good. I like the trailer. I would watch it, and I know the history.
We're gonna get ourselves a cheerleading spirit stick, because I didn't hear a single word any of you just said, because it's like all three of you at once talking.
It gives a history at the very beginning.
Yeah,
so it's fine.
That's what I just said.
Okay. Oh, I don't know.
And do we want to?
Every Dragon Ball Z could be every single Dragon Ball. Anything could be standalone. Like, you could take episode 17 from season 5 of Dragon Ball AF. All they're doing is telling you what happened before and what's going to happen, and getting you really pumped up for a few more months.
Yeah.
And then they're going to do it real fast. And then it's going to be over. And then they're going to bring on another bad guy.
They stare at each other for an episode.
That's why I never liked it, because it seemed like it never went anywhere.
It's a little boy's soap opera is what Dragon Ball is.
And like when they would go on different planets to train, like at the beginning.
Sorry.
Like at the beginning when Goku was on that planet training. You ain't doing nothing but standing around talking to him.
He was jogging with the monkey. Okay. That was all he was doing.
You're distracting him. He's trying to train. That's why he always loses, because he's always clowning around when he's supposed to be training.
I know.
Vegeta was training.
Vegeta would be training.
And he was doing it in his normal form, too.
See, I love it. And that's why for Goku, it's like, yeah, he's chill and everything, but God, why do you guys like rely on him so much?
Well, let's get
Vegeta actually performed better in Goku in the initial match versus Beers.
He did.
I think that's...
Why not turn him into the Super Saiyan God thing?
Okay. What, Jonathan?
He might have won.
All right, Team Vegeta, Team Goku, go.
Actually, I was going to get into the protagonist slash villain. That's the way I'm going to go with it, antagonist slash villain, because I don't want to argue with it. I thought...
Have a beer on us.
I thought he was lame. I'm not gonna lie. I thought he was lame.
He was better in Pokemon.
He was
The reason why he got upset was because
of a pudding.
Was because
Boo took all
Majin Boo took all the pudding, and he would not share it with Beerus. And that's what set Beerus off.
They're
was
mine.
Pudding.
All mine. He licks all of them.
Bitch, hasn't he?
I know.
Did you know that his grandfather's name is Bibbidi and his father's name is Bobbidi?
Yes.
That's my favorite thing about him. I hate how he talks.
I don't like him. I don't like him in general. His whole personality is horrible.
He got fat, and then he got skinny, and then he turned into a little kid.
Oh, I don't mind. And then he got fat again. I don't mind him being fat, because he doesn't have to be such a grouch all the time. And like, he's such a little kid.
But that's what's fun about him. He's supposed to be childlike. That's why he was created.
For a while, I thought he was going to be the most powerful villain they ever created.
That'd be so cool.
He was for a while until Frieza came.
But going back to Beerus,
Until Cell came. Yeah, until Perfect Cell.
His actions as Beerus, since it's based on a cat. I thought it fit.
Oh, yeah. I agreed with
that. Very catty.
Yes, he was very catty.
But he was a cool cat.
And,
but he was, you know, you know, because hairless cast.
There were times when he would take his bath. He would like take a bath as a cat. He would lick his paw.
I loved his whole look because he wasn't bulked out like everyone else. He was lean. He was a cat. He was lean, but his whole dress and everything, like he had a cool,
it was like a pharaoh.
Yeah. Cool yeah. aura to him. It wasn't obvious in your face. This is he had.
I mean, even just from the trailer, because like I said, I didn't see the movie. He did have an Egyptian kind of pharaohish feel.
But you know,
him.
You get the danger vibes off him just from him. You know, he commands the room. It's like, you're a cool cat.
Cool cat.
And last thing I kind of wanted to talk about was his sidekick, Barriss's sidekick.
I don't know what his name was.
His name was Weeks.
Yeah.
I thought that.
And actually, he was his mentor.
He was his mentor, sidekick. He admitted, yes, he learned.
Mentor butler thing.
He learned stuff from him.
Which means he's
was
more powerful.
The food Nazi in this movie.
I was going to say, he was the food. What are we going into? What are we doing?
He was trying all the foods.
If anyone is music-wise, if you know the group, the duo Jedward from Ireland,
yeah, you
think
mentioned
about that, yep. And you'll think about him. He looked like him.
But everything food-wise, he was there trying. And at one time, he asked Bulma, he was like, what is this perfectionist? It's cold and things.
And that wasn't Bulma, that was one of the... Android 18 was the girl, right?
Was it? Oh, yeah. It was Android 18, yeah. You're and right. She was like, it's ice cream. How is it made? I don't know. I see someone is as cold as this confectionery thing.
Is that the girl with like the short
yeah,
long
that
hair?
Was. She used to be
she
an android.
She looks like Trunks' mom.
She's not even a human. She's an android.
She got turned into human.
Whatever. Now she is.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's possible.
She started out as a
hand Dragon Ball.
She started out as an android, but
that's
Krillin
right,
fell in love
King
with
Piccolo
her
pit,
and turned
spit
her
out
into
Kami and himself, and then they fought and killed each other, and both came back to life.
Yeah.
So why not?
Okay.
But overall,
Krillin fell in love with her,
Dragon Ball,
and had her wished into a human. So
but overall, it's a good movie.
Yep. Oh yeah, no, okay, wait, I remember that.
Yeah.
Krillin. I was going to say Krillin is my favorite character that isn't a Saiyan. Of course, you have to pick a Saiyan, and then
gotta
be
it's got
to
be Krillin. Krillin. I agree with you on that one. Yep.
But it's a good movie though. Like I would see it in like.
Well, this is
that
one you're going to want to pick
I
up.
I saw that actually.
If you can and think about it, pick it up for your library because you're going to have Dragon Ball fans.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I think that all libraries should at least pick this one up.
But
it was really good.
There was one hint where they could do other movies. And this was going back to, was it Wheeze? Wise?
Yeah.
He made a comment that he's not the strongest of this universe.
No,
he said he's from one of the
12. Yep.
So I was like,
and there's at least
so we're going to have 11 more movies covering each one.
Who knows?
But there's at least one
of
Goku
reality.
Getting his ass kicked in each movie.
Yeah, Goku. There's at least one reality out there where the Warriors can beat Beerus around easily. Yeah.
You know what would be awesome if they, because people become, it's like a 30-year cliche in cinema, and it really is 30 years of Dragon Ball. And Goku just getting it handed to him first half of every movie. Like, they should really, like, put it up real big like this one, AF2, sci-fi, whatever. And he just walks out there and says, I'm tired of this. Super Saiyan, come and say, oh, you know, just, it's over.
You mean
blows up. Well, you know, he can use Vegeta's moves. He can use the Triforce if he wants to.
Wow. Let's jump to Zelda here.
And though that is somewhat different. This one, got kicked around for all the movie.
Yeah, Goku actually didn't win this one.
He gave up.
The food won
Which
it
was
for
so
us.
Dumb.
I don't think that's that much different. I mean, really, in almost every scenario, Goku needs, like, that's the whole point.
No,
like, Goku's the strongest of us. He can do it. Oh, he can't. Well, now what are we going to do? And then that breaking apart of how are we going to kill this guy without Goku being able to just to slap him?
Yeah.
That is the point of
thing is,
every.
Well,
you know.
See, I will
Goku
agree.
That saved the day.
It was the food vendors.
But yes, but
that's so probably closer to reality too.
Yes, they actually mentioned that it was closer to reality after
the aliens invade, and then we're
they
all
like the food,
yeah,
so you're
and then
spared.
We keep make them a peanut butter sandwich, and then we're cool. We just
okay, Jonathan.
You want some more of that peanut butter?
Yeah,
you won't eat my face
except for it's sushi.
They're riffing over here. Yeah. Go for it, Jonathan.
It's actually
yes, Goku did beat Frieza. He beat Frieza fairly. No, he did not beat the androids. Yes, he got his hand handed to him by the androids. No, he did not beat Cell. Gohan is the one who actually took out Cell.
Either way, they have this false sense of trust in him that he has not backed up at all. Like,
yeah. I mean, he's
he didn't even beat Broly, really. I mean, that was also Gohan, so I think she's got a point.
Yeah.
Either way, I'm tired of talking about Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, I think we pretty much ruined
it. It gives me a headache.
Yeah, we kind of...
We went more to the history than the movie, but...
And I don't think we mentioned
the
villain.
No, everybody was getting into it.
Yeah.
Everybody was getting into it, so we're having fun. That's what this is all about, is having fun.
Exactly.
I might as well
So, you
want to
talk us out, Richard?
Please.
You should.
Oh, well. Yeah, this is one. Put it in your collection. You'll have your Dragon Ball fans that'll want to watch it. And we had fun here, as you can tell. We definitely like the Dragon Ball stuff. Even if we only watched it a little bit, everybody knows Dragon Ball, I think, to a degree. I don't know.
I had Dusty as a friend. I knew Dragon Ball.
So add this one to your collection, and we will see you on the next go-around.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.